I knew about Edmund White long before I read his books. I knew that he was a gay icon and had written many books, fiction and nonfiction. I knew that he was especially known for his coming-of-age novel, A Boy's Own Story, written in 1982, around the time that it came out. I knew that he had lived in Paris for a time and had written a biography of Jean Genet, the controversial French poet, playwright, and novelist who was born in 1910. When I heard about White's latest book, Inside a Pearl, My Years in Paris, I decided that it was time to read Edmund White. As a lesbian writer, even as one who has known many interesting people, I have very little in common with White. When I started reading Inside a Pearl, which is replete with name-dropping, complete with a description of one of Elton John's parties, this became clear to me. But I kept reading. And what I found was Edmund White I could relate to, one who could lay his life on the page. I heard it said that a writer's best asset is willingness to be vulnerable. It was when I read about White's experiences as a caretaker of friends and lovers with HIV, and being HIV positive himself, along with the ups and downs of his friendships with both men and women, that I began to relate to him. His vulnerabilities made him human. He ruminates about his decision to live in Paris. I asked myself why I was here. Sure, I'd wanted Guggenheim and a small but regular contract with Vogue to write once a month on cultural life. In New York, when I was president of Gay Men's Health Crisis, the biggest and oldest AIDS organization in the world, I hadn't liked myself in the role of leader. I was power mad and tyrannical, and secretly I wanted the party to go on and thought that moving to Europe would give me a new lease on promiscuity. Paris was meant to be an AIDS holiday. After all, I was of the Stonewall generation, equating sexual freedom with freedom itself. But by 1984, many gay guys I knew were dying in Paris as well. There was no escaping from the disease. White goes on to write about his life in Paris and the friendships that he forged, many through his writing projects. He also writes about the French tradition of older gay men calling their younger lovers their nephew. He writes about an interaction between two gay men when one says to the other, "Do you know my nephew?" And the other replies, "Yes, he was my nephew last year." He recounts the conversation at one London party. Pat, who was notorious in London literary circles for her affair with Jeanette Winterson, looked around and said, "What's annoying about Paris is that every woman looks like a lesbian but none is." White goes on to write, "Pat was one of my favorite people." In his sardonic style, White introduces us to the cast of characters that he has met and interacted with on the road of life. Not surprisingly, many, such as Susan Sontag, did not like being written about in his previous works, and he writes about that also. Edmund White has been in the company of many well-known people, but what Inside a Pearl left me with was a deeper knowing of Edmund White, the writer, the gay icon, the human being. This is Janet Mason with commentary on queer life and literature for This Way Out.